I talked to Liam Rutherford from Te Reo Roa regarding smaller class sizes to increase student attendance in New Zealand. The Education Review Office released a report investigating low attendance rates and possible solutions to the issue. Liam told me about staffing structures and action required to address the dropping attendance rates. The Education Review Office released its report on attendance on the 10th of November. What is the state of attendance in New Zealand?
The state of attendance points to the fact that we've got a lot more work to do, both for those people working in the education sector, but also alongside our parents and whānau as well. I mean, the report itself really does do a good job of highlighting that we do have some resourcing and staffing gaps within the sector. That means that schools just aren't in a position to deal with the diversity of need that they come in, that they deal with kids coming into the school. And so our feeling was that the report has done a really good job of highlighting what is a really core issue, because the reality is that if kids aren't in school learning, then we do have an issue.
So what actions are necessary to increase the attendance among our tamariki?
We need to see the investment from government in education. And this has been a long time coming, where we've had numerous reports highlighting that our classrooms are too big, that we don't have appropriate learning support, that we have got teachers that are getting burnt out. We've got teachers that are getting burnt out. The only way that we are going to resolve this is to put schools in a position where they can get alongside their parent communities. And we can't do that until we've got the right level of staffing in schools.
The report states that our current primary staffing model is inadequate. What can our country do to ensure that our schools are adequately staffed?
Pualtanga, the independent review of staffing in the primary sector, had this as a core idea, because most people don't realise, but we still staff primary schools as if a teacher stands up in front of 30 students and talks to them all. Our kids require and deserve much more personalised support and learning, yet we're not funding our classrooms to do this. Classroom numbers are too high. Teachers don't have the time to be able to give the individual and small group attention that our kids deserve. And so classroom teacher ratios are going to be really important. But also how we are making sure that a teacher's workload is manageable, so that we're actually able to hold on to the experienced teachers that we do have in the system. We really are at the level where this isn't tweaks around the edges around how we fund schools. We actually need to turn the dial and shift towards a much more systemic investment in primary school education.
So during the COVID lockdowns, hybrid online learning was utilised. Are there any strategies that could be used from this hybrid model of learning to make learning more engaging?
I think the thing that we hear most from parents is that what COVID really did highlight was the importance of that connection between the teacher and the child. And so for us, that points to the need to actually have smaller class sizes, so that actually we can give our students the proper level of individualised support that they need. Because where we did see schools move to some of these larger online platforms, it worked very quickly in a kind of novelty sense. But what we heard consistently from parents and those working in schools in Auckland is that very quickly the novelty of learning online wore off.
So how does your organisation, Te Reo Roa, work for increased attendance and a better staffing model?
Yeah, so we haven't been shy in coming forward that actually this is on the government to make sure that schools around the country are resourced with enough feet on the ground. And so that takes the form of needing more teachers so that we can have smaller class sizes, that we've got more non-contact time so that we are managing teachers' workload where we're able to hold on to most experience. We've been out and about around the country listening to teachers because they're in the process of negotiating a new collective agreement. And time again, we hear stories to do with workload that are pretty depressing, really.
That was Liam Rutherford talking to me about reducing class sizes to increase attendance.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.